Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN Tuesday evening. It is March 1st, and I'm glad to be here with you. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. And thank you for those who are dialed in. Welcome. Thank you for bringing your faith into the house of the Lord. And we just pray for his presence this evening and a portal of his presence at PGN. And for those who are listening online, we thank you for joining us live this evening or at a later time. We welcome you. And I want to say I see you in some way. So hopefully the word of the Lord reaches you and you receive an impartation or the Lord unlocks something in you to receive a blessing from him this evening. So again, everyone, thank you for joining us and God bless you for doing so. I just want to pray before we begin tonight, as I usually do, and then follow up with something, with the word I mentioned yesterday. It's a very fast week. No, I hope everyone's having a good day. I know this evening is the State of the Union for the nation, so we'll ask the Lord, can a nation be changed in a day, be saved in a day? So, hey. Well, inquire of the Lord. And yes, I hope everyone had a good day. So let's first pray for, so I was going to say the State of the Nation. So if there's not a lot of callers, then I certainly would end early, but I see several people with their hands up. So we'll see. I'll stay and do what the Lord calls me to do until I get kicked off. So praise God, that's not going to happen anyway. So Lord, we thank you for. So I want to do pray. I'm sorry, I just want to do pray for the nation and Ukrainian people who are in the state that they're in, and then I'm going to pray for that first, and then pray for our evening this evening, and then kind of just jump in. So Lord, we just come to you, God, with humble hearts, Lord, and there is many places, Lord, at your throne, Father. We come humbly, Lord, with grateful hearts for all that you chose to do, God. But your word says to come, says let us come with confidence unto your throne, for there we receive mercy and grace in our time of need, Lord. And our nation, God, is in need, Lord. You see the Ukrainian people, God, and the entire nation of Ukraine, God, and those, the Moldova and Poland and surrounding, God, and where they're fleeing, Father. We thank you, Lord, for those who are able to flee, God. We ask just for the shalom of God to be with them. We thank you for those that are setting up humanitarian aid, those that are Christians. Lord, we know, I believe, Operation Blessings there, Samaritan's Purse, God. We thank you for every Christian worker who has sacrificed to serve their nation in such a selfless way, God. We ask for your anointing to be on every cup of water, every bowl of food, Father, every article of clothing. We ask that the presence of God to be in those exchanges, God, of meeting their needs. May your mercy, may your grace be upon every hand. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you preserve the faith of the Ukrainian people, Lord, and those who are fleeing. We pray for the preservation upon that. We know that mostly from what I hear, if it's accurate, women and children are fleeing, Father, and the husbands are staying, the men are staying behind, God, to fight. Lord, we just pray for protection and safety. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the courage in their heart to stand. God, the courage in their heart to stand for their nation. Gosh, Lord, we just thank you, God, and we just pray your protection and a preservation of faith and an increase into the kingdom, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that they themselves, Lord, would unlock the doors, God, and the kingdom of God would flood with new believers, Lord, and those that are believers, Lord, would reach out to the people. So we thank you for that. We pray for our nation. Lord, actually, we pray for Russia, Father God. We ask for an end to tyranny to come in the name of Jesus. We bind tyranny over our nation as well, God. We thank you, Father God. And we just, we do pray peace and protection for our leaders because your word tells us to in Timothy, Father. And we do pray an increase of your kingdom in our nation as well. In Jesus' name, we dedicate this evening to you, God. This evening, Father, I thank you, Lord, as I lift up your word, Lord. May it be pleasing in your sight. May it be a sweet aroma to you, Father. And I thank you, Lord, just for the opportunity and the ability to openly look at your word, to praise your name, and to pray for your people, Lord. We thank you, God, and may it be a blessing and an honor to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, thank you again for joining us. Hey, so last week before I shared everything that I shared, excuse me, I did mention a little bit something about, because I had a lot on my notes, so I want to come back and just talk about keys, because I learned something interesting. I know this gets talked about a lot, but I actually learned something that maybe you guys already knew this, and it was just illuminated to me. But, you know, the two places in Scripture where it talks about keys is, you know, Isaiah 22:22, and that has been, you know, Prophet Randy's prophetic word over this year and just before the year came, and the number 22, you know, I talked about that last week and all the representation that the Lord's used to repeat a pattern, to repeat his rhythm of grace in my life. So, but the keys, so Isaiah 22:22, and then when Jesus handed the keys to Peter, okay, so these are the two things that I looked up, and I should have rewritten my notes so they were larger for me, but so Isaiah 22:22. First it says this, I don't know, you guys may have caught this before, but I never had. It says, I'm just going to read this in the Amplified, because I want to really read and Matthew in the Amplified, but Isaiah 22:22, it says, then I will set on his shoulder the key of the house of David. When he opens, no one will shut, and when he shuts, no one will open. And I'm, so right there it says key, and that is singular. That is in a singular form. It says key, but the one key there, I find you guys, the one key there actually in the Greek, when you look that up in the Strong's, or excuse me, the Hebrew, because it's H4668 in the Strong's, that is an opening instrument, okay? Even though the word does say it's probably in the, because it's in the Amplified that I read it. But that and there, key, it's singular, okay? So when we go over to Matthew 16, where Jesus or Peter is giving his confession of Christ, and then Christ says, I will give you these keys, it is there that it becomes plural. The keys are plural. And I don't know if you guys, and they're actually two different words. In the Greek, it's different. It denotes something different of power, authority of various kinds. Okay. And so it's G2807. Sorry, hold on 1 second. Oh, okay, we have a first-time caller. Praise God. Thank you. I'm glad I seen that. I seen a flash on my phone, and I'm glad that I seen that. Okay, so 903-931. Okay, your daughter's in chemo. Okay. All right, I will get to you first. Okay, I will get to you first. And this isn't going to take long. This is, okay, let me just find you on my switchboard. Okay, I gotcha. I gotcha. I got you. Thank you. Thank you for texting. That was the right thing to do. Thank you so much. So in Matthew 16, it says keys, but I do want to read this in the confession, Peter's confession of Christ, right? So it starts at verse 13. chapter 16 in Matthew. Now, when Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" And they answered, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or just one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say I am?" This is actually really a good, because it's also in 1 John 5, I think. But if you ask people when you're witnessing to them and sharing the gospel with them, but you ask them, "Who do you say Jesus is?" you will get clarity in their biblical worldview. Okay, but it's a very good question, because if you're talking about, talk about God, talk about, and then if you start talking about Jesus kind of vaguely, and then you just, "Well, who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say he is?" Excellent, excellent question. You'll get some traction there in your witnessing. Okay, so verse 16, Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, the Son of the Living God," right? You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God. So Peter was a Jew. So he is a Jewish believer receiving Jesus as his Messiah. This is really quite huge. Then Peter answered him, "Well, blessed are you, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven has." So can you just take a picture of this for a second? Standing, talking to Jesus. He's your rabbi, if you will. He's your teacher. He's even more than that. And I don't know at what point Peter had this revelation that, well, what if it was in the presence of Jesus? Because Jesus only gives evidence many of times until he talks about, I mean, I couldn't find, I didn't do an extensive thing on this, so I could be wrong on this. Let me just say that I did not do this extensively. But mostly what I can recall is Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit when he was preparing them, when he was leaving, okay? And he's talking about the resurrection. He'd be talking about, "I'm going to send a comforter," and he would give reference to the Holy Spirit at the time of his, when he's talking about his, like, his departure or preparing them for when he's leaving. I'm not sure, and again, I need to probably do an extensive thing on this, but I just don't know where he talked about. He mainly talked about being in fellowship and only doing what he sees and hears his Father doing, right? This continual union and oneness with Abba Father in him. And Peter, so Peter's standing talking to Jesus face to face, and the Father, Jesus is in complete union with the Father, but yet the Father speaks to Peter and it reveals it to Jesus. Even Jesus, you know, almost what he, how he says it, it's almost like his spirit is quickened within him and has knowledge. "Only my Father could have revealed that to you." Isn't that wild? I mean, I just think that's so wild of Peter to be in the midst of Jesus and to hear from the Father from heaven and to receive Jesus as a Jewish man, to receive Jesus as his Messiah. So it says in verse 18, "And I say to you," this is the part I wanted to read in the Amplified, "And I say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overpower it. I will give you the keys," so it's plural there, "authority of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind," which is to forbid, "declare to be improper and unlawful on earth, will have already been bound in heaven. And whatever you loose," which is permit, "declare lawful on earth, will have already been loosed in heaven." So what we've already received, what we've already been granted, what we already are inheritance, our identity, the things that heaven's already loosed unto us, let us loose those things on earth as it is in heaven, right? Thank you, Lord. Then he gave the disciples strict orders to not tell anyone that he was the Christ, the Messiah. Okay, so he didn't want to leave before his time. So this, to me, is interesting, that one key, even though the key would do two things, the key is in reference to an opening instrument. And that was the prophetic word that came forth from Prophet Randy, was that God was going to unlock treasures, right? And he did, Isaiah 22:22. And I'm not even sure really that he had in-depth knowledge from the Hebrew that that was an opening instrument. So it's like, you know, very, very prophetic there, and the knowledge of, yeah, God's going to do that. It's almost like God confirming, you got that right. You got it right. Okay. And so so sometimes we see keys that have to do with Peter received the knowledge. And when we receive knowledge from the Lord, it should help us pray with these keys as well. When the Father gives us knowledge, then we use the keys as he's granted, right? An authority of various kinds. That's what it denotes, power, authority, and various kinds in the Greek, in the plural. Okay. And that's really, oh, so Jesus mentioned the church really only two times. Jesus mainly talked about the kingdom. Jesus only mentioned the word church two times in the Gospels, and the kingdom 49 times, just in the book of Matthew. And that says in Paul's letters, he mentioned the word church 43 times and kingdom 14 times. So, so there you go. Jesus came from his kingdom, and he understood that, right? That was his language, and he knew what was being established and what was going to be formed on earth, and he was releasing that for the power and authority for that to take place. And the key is being plural, so I think because it was going to expand, and now we all have a key, right? We all have a key that's been given to us, and we are living sounds just like Peter's confession about the Messiah. Many calls every believer a living stone. So he's granting as well with the understanding, what I've received, you can also receive. What I've been given, you can also receive. Same principle of what Jesus had, right? When we become too self-focused or too self, self-ambition, that sets us up to, that's not a kingdom principle, kingdom culture, if you will. It is a, right, so we don't want to think of ourselves more highly than we ought, but we esteem others and their needs and what they need, right? I mean, we certainly have limits, so I'm not saying that. And we're aware of that and our boundaries and clarity and communication. But we're also mindful and thoughtful of being stewards of what we have. And that is with everything that the Lord has given us, even, our health, as well as stewarding that. Okay, so I'm going to go, and speaking of health, I'm going to go ahead and open up, let me go back over here. So 903. Here we go. Good evening. Hi. Who am I speaking to? I don't think they sent your name to me. So who am I speaking to? Where are you from?
Kershan, Longview.
Okay. Is Longview, what state is that?
Texas. I'm sorry. Longview, Texas. It's kind of close to Tyler and Dallas.
Okay. So spell your name for me, if you will, please.
Yes, ma'am. Kershan.
Kershan. Okay, thank you. That makes it easier when I pray for you. And then your daughter, where is your daughter? Is she in Texas with you?
Yes, ma'am. She lives in Longview as well.
Okay, and is she an adult child or is she?
Yes, ma'am. She's 27.
Okay. And what's her name? Do you mind, Sharon?
Sure. AmbreSha, Ambresha.
Ambresha. That's pretty. Okay. So she is in chemo right now, or she needs to have chemo? Has she started it, or?
Chemo starts this Friday.
Okay. Okay, so has she had surgery at all, or is she just?
We had the import surgery last Thursday, and it was an ordeal.
Okay. Okay. So is this, do you want to share anything about this at all? Anything more? Or?
Oh, yes, ma'am. My daughter's Ambricia. She's 27 years old. She has two kids, 1 5, 1 2. She's a single mom, and she's also going to nursing school. She has 7 months left in school. Ambricia actually went to get her mammogram because they thought they seen, you know, a cancer spot on me, so I encouraged her to go. And that's how we found out that mine was benign, but hers was cancer. Her cancer is grade 3, stage 1, thank you, Jesus. They're not quite sure if it's genetic yet. We did the test to find out because my mom had.
She just dropped. Okay, you know what? She just, her call just dropped for some reason. So I don't know if she accidentally hit something. I'm going to go ahead and wait for her to come back on because I do absolutely 100% want to take her call. So I don't know if somebody is listening. I don't know if she's a friend of somebody on this line that invited her. If so, thank you very much. But if you could text her and let her know that her call dropped, just dial back in. Okay, hold on. Let me do that so that I can see when she does come back on here. So let me see if I can send a text. Okay, let me see. Okay, hold on while I text, I'm sorry. Oh, okay, I just sent the text and I just, here we go. Okay, I'm not sure why your call dropped, but I'm glad you called back. I was just sending a text over, so yeah, I think she dropped again. Bye. Hey, okay. I'm going to pray for them. Oh, here we go. Let me take that off of there. Okay, hey, can you hear me? I'm not sure why your call is dropping. Can you hear me? Krishan? Good evening. Krishan, can you hear me?
Hello.
Oh, hey, can you hear me? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Can you
hear me? Okay, there we go. Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, what did I drop off?
Yeah, you dropped. Well, I'll just pray. Let me pray for her.
Okay.
Tell me how to say your name again, Anne.
Ambricia. We call her Bree for short.
Oh, okay, that's nice. Okay, thank you, Ambricia. Okay, oh my goodness. I'm going to, her call dropped again, but I will be happy to pray for her. I want to say it's Rhonda's friend, but I don't know if that's right. Okay, I think it is, but if she's listening, I can just go ahead and pray for her while she's listening. If she would like to do that. Okay, here she's in again. Hey there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I don't know what is going on with this phone.
Are you traveling?
I'm actually driving home.
Okay, maybe that's it. Let me pray for you, though. If I pray and you get dropped, will you be able to hear the program still?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me start praying so that doesn't happen again, okay?
Okay.
And thank
Thank you for your persistence. So, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for Krishan, God, standing in the gap, Lord, with all the believers who are listening, God, and for Bree. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Father God, for recovery, Lord, for healing. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God, that you would protect, Lord, her living cells, God, and her living, God, that you give her the light of life is with man, God, and is with her, God. And I thank you, Lord, that your light would cover her, Father God, that your healing would be imparted and bestowed upon her, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for stamping every cell, God, with healing, with light, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, just for covering her and imparting to her, God, health, healing, wholeness, wellness, God, and restored in every fashion and every way, Lord. We thank you, Father God, just for the encouragement, Lord, and just covering, Lord, really, honestly, Lord, every cell, Lord, that the bad cells, Lord, would not multiply, God, and be kicked out of her body, Father. We thank you, Lord, for that the doctors would take heed, Lord, to the things that Bree is picking up on in her spirit and how she communicates even to the doctors, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. And even if there's a request for, like, a blood work halfway through, I mean, I don't know, Lord, but I just pray that they would work with her. Lord, I pray for the favor of God to be upon her, Lord, and bestowed to her, Lord. We thank you, Father God, Lord, again, for your lighting the way, Lord, being with her, Lord, and even preparing her body, God, to receive health, to receive healing, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, just for, Lord, for a favorable outcome, Lord. We thank you for the process, Lord, for her to receive her healing, God, in Jesus' name. And again, I thank you, Lord, for just for her being like delicate and sensitive to what's happening in her body, Father God, and communicating these things to her doctor, God, and questioning and the process, not questioning of the process, but through the process, God, her health, Lord, and her healing, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I just thank you, God, just for a means of communication with the doctors that is cooperative, God, that is with dignity and personable to her, Father. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. And we pray for her children, Lord, and her family, that you would cover them with comfort in ways they don't even know how to express yet. I pray, Lord, that you would protect them and how they, you know, children are good perceivers, but they're not always good interpreters, God. So we pray, Lord, that you would guard them with your anointing and your covering and the balm of Gilead to cover their hearts and their minds in Christ Jesus, Lord, and just your love and your comfort, that you would even speak to them, Father. Lord, and give them dreams, Lord, good dreams from the Holy Spirit, God. We thank you for your impartation of your spirit to be loosed upon this family, God, for the shalom of God and wholeness and care to be with them, God. And we thank you, Lord, for speaking and whispering to each one of them, God, and let them follow and hear and take steps of faith, Lord, of obedience when they hear you, Father. Even these children, Lord, if they speak forth the word of the Lord and the bread of life, God, Lord, let them bring it forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I don't know if how much you heard, but you touched everything that needed to be touched. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling and texting, because that was the right thing, and being persistent to call back in. So, and I'm glad that it worked out. So praise God for that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Bye. Okay. Let me go back up. I'm going to go back up to our first caller here. Thank you so much for waiting. And we have 828-983. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is Jen from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer. Jen, how are you doing?
Very blessed. Very blessed. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Okay, let's
pray. So thank you for joining us this evening. Father, I just thank you, excuse me, for Jennifer. God, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. So I've seen like a fabric, like, but it was a, I think, I don't know if it was a dress or a skirt or whatever, but it was more so focused in literally on the fabric, and that the fabric, and there's something with the fabric is changing, or, you know, something of the fabric is changing. And so, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you know how to clothe us. I know that that's something that I talked about last week, is how the Lord clothes us, like he clothes the lily of the valleys, right? When Jesus was born, the swaddling clothes, he, the garments and the clothing, he provides those for us, right? And those who overcome will receive robes, white robes, you know, and so, Father, I just thank you, Lord, just for the fabric of her life, Lord, for how you provide for her, Lord, just like the lilies of the field and the valley, God, that you provide for them, Lord, and they do not need to worry or spin or, you know, Lord, but you just make provision and you provide, Father, and I thank you for that, God. I thank you for releasing things to her, Lord, and I just pray even, you know, with the thought of, you know, speaking tonight of even keys and, I think you guys can still hear me. I don't know what my computer just did. Okay. But speaking of the keys, that, that the prophetic word that came forth from PGN from Pastor Randy about the key, and unlocking treasures, you know. So I just pray in agreement and in accordance with that for you, that those things be released to you, that those provisions be released to you in Jesus' name. I pray for wisdom and provision for you as well, and how the Lord supplies for you. But I thank you, Father God, that you clothe her and you garment her. And those are really signs of, you know, his dignity. He's placed his dignity and honor on you. And you know, we are his children, and we carry and bear his name. And he's not going to, you know, we're not going to run around like orphans and vagabonds. We're just not. We don't see us. We're not. We are not. God's going to care for us and bless his children, you know, and bless his people. Even when he's blessing us, if we need deliverance, that is a blessing of the Lord. He blesses us. Never does the Lord look at us as vagabonds and orphans. I mean, I understand when people talk about getting connected and allowing, trusting people and go, okay, but God does not view us this way. He does not. He clothes us with dignity and with honor, and we bear his name, okay? No, no. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your blessings for Jennifer, God. I thank you, God, for this fabric, Lord. If there be anything more, Lord, within this fabric, Father, in Jesus' name. I mean, the fabric is not, the fabric is, it's not like, it's not, you know, how when David got the armor and he was like, he didn't want to wear the armor. Like this is mm-hmm. the thing, you know, he gave him to prepare him. And he, you know, with the thought of in the human function of, hey, put this armor on. And he was like, no, I don't want to, you know, like this is uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's not like that type of thing at all. So it's not restricting. It's very like almost like a linen woven type of fabric. Is what I want to say. So, Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing and for your promises for her, Lord, for your promises that even cover her, Father, and bless her, Lord, again, with dignity and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I remembered that you were going to talk about keys tonight, so I wanted to call back and listen to what you had to say, because the Lord's been ministering to me about keys as well. So it's wonderful that you even mentioned that for me. So it's just confirmation for me.
Very good. Well, thank you. And is there any little insights or anything the Lord showed you that you'd like to share with us about the keys?
I'm still seeking them, but basically, it's the treasures that you were talking about and power and authority, but I need to unlock more of that. I'm hoping that he shows me in more depth what that all entails. But I know it's confirmation. I know he's speaking.
Yeah, that's one reason I like to read it in the Amplified, because it does kind of draw mm-hmm. out what we can loose and what we should be binding. And because, there's been some different things over the years. Like, and I'm not sure how long you've been a Christian, but kind of like back in the 90s, it was a little bit different, different thing, mm-hmm. but different prayer and kind of going after the enemy a little bit, but I think in some ways, mm-hmm. like wearing people out, I think it was a way of people were almost, they were wearing themselves out, So, and just listening over the years to different testimonies and stuff and realizing, but we're always learning, It's,
right.
It's
the binding
the
and
Lord.
Listening. Yeah, the binding and listening that he's been speaking to me about, right. And not to, not in our strength. It's his power and his strength. He's just really drilling that into me, that we, there we have no strength of our own.
Right. Yes. So let me just, when you were talking, because let me just pray this over everyone too, because, and this is not my word, but this is Prophet Randy just coming into agreement under that when saying this keys to unlock the treasures in Isaiah 22:22 being a key, and literally in the Hebrew, it means an opening instrument. Okay. So, Father, I just pray, Lord, for every listening ear, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that we, Lord, while we don't maybe understand everything, but what we do, God, is take that prophetic word and stand on it, just like we would the word of God as a rhema word, God. We stand on that word, Father God, and we ask, Lord, that you take that key, the opening instrument, and unlock treasures, God, that you intended for us, Father God, in Jesus' name. Things that may have missed our family bloodline, Lord, we ask for those blessings and those treasures to come forth in Jesus' name. Lord, open our eyes to know, even spiritually, what are treasures, God, that we don't miss what your view of a treasure is, God, in our life, God, and not to displace it or to minimize it, God, but truly receive the blessing and receive the treasure and the things that you call a treasure, God. Open our eyes to that, God. May we gain understanding, Lord, but we do pray, Lord, into agreement with this prophetic word that you would unlock these treasures in our family bloodline, Lord, in the kingdom of God, in our lives, Lord, things where maybe people have gone where they are to get rebates, whether it's through insurance or whatever it might be, Father God, anything that were rightfully ours, God, that you intended to be our treasure, God, whether it's monetary, spiritual, whatever it might be, God, we pray that you would unlock that with that key, Lord, and it would be received unto the people, God. And again, Lord, mostly, God, because we want to understand your word, but we believe your word and we stand on it, God, and send it forth as an arrow, God, but open our eyes to see the treasures. God, open our eyes to see what you see as treasures, God, that we might receive them and embrace them and know, God, that they're from you, Lord, that is so precious. Even this word that Peter received, God, what a treasure, God, what a treasure for him to receive this from the Father, the knowledge of Jesus who stood before him and imparted into him, God, and the exchange that happened, God, let us even see that as a treasure, Father. Thank you, Lord, for that treasure, God, and unlocking that, even unlocking things in our minds, God, and in our hearts, Lord, to understand you, to grow
and the knowledge and the grace of you, God. We thank you for these treasures, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad that we talked because that really sparked that. So praise God. Well, thank you.
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. My computer. Okay, there we go. Okay, my next caller with their hands up is 502-548. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, this is Greg.
Greg?
It's Greg in Kentucky. Yep, in Kentucky.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me pray for you. Father, thank you for Greg, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in his life, Lord. We bring him to your altar, God, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, what you're, you know, the an instrument of, like, and you're stepping up in an instrument, you know, the, I don't know if you ever watched this show, but it's called Forged in the Fire. And the only reason I like this show is because they're making these instruments of weapons, and then they get tested, but it's forged in the fire because it reminds me of scripture that no weapon formed against us, you know, but we are kind of being forged in the fire to be an instrument for the Lord, an instrument for the kingdom of God, and to be a blessing and to bring glory to God. So us and ourselves as an instrument before God are being forged and coming forth, and we step up and use our instrument when the time is. And sometimes we don't know that, you know, like you could be in church or in service, you know, or in worship, and you know, you just start praying. It's just like the Holy Spirit hits you, and then you just start releasing that prayer, releasing, you know, and it could be in your private time or whatever. It could be work. If you're traveling on the road and you travel through a certain area, and you just feel like, oh, man, I just need to pray, you know, and or, you know, and just this unction to, like, it just needs to come out of my belly, out of my mouth, you know, and or just speak a word of truth, you know, in that meeting, you know, where no one else is saying it, but it seems so clear to you, and it's a prophetic insight or prophetic oversight, and it just hits you, and you just need to bring it forth, you know, and it's because he's created you as an instrument to bring these things forth. And at that time, then we, like, when we're, you know, people use different wording or expressions to say, like, when the Holy Spirit quickens you, or, you know, the breath of God is on you. I want to say it that way, because when the breath of God is on it, and you bring it forth, right? Because when you speak it, he spoke things, he created. When he spoke, he created. And so whatever it is that you're releasing and bringing forth as an instrument unto him is when the breath of God is on that and you participate with it and bring it forth, it is creating what he purposed it to do. And, you know, that can be various levels and various degrees. And sometimes people don't say, but sometimes it does things in people's hearts. It's like throwing a coin in a well that's empty. You know, they can just, it just does, I mean, the Spirit of God can move in such fascinating ways through a person that is body, soul, and spirit when you're just bringing forth the word, you know, and everything that it's doing in the other person's life, awakening, quickening, you know, repentance, it's shining light, it's doing all these various things that the Spirit of God is working in the other person's life. So we're an instrument for God, and we're set forth as he leads you. And so, Lord, I thank you for that, God, and I thank you for that instrument, Lord, and even the thing that an instrument, you know, even I guess the key is an instrument. I guess it is. You know, I didn't see it like that before, but I suppose that it is. And but I'm also seeing you have a, it's like something that really harnesses the enemy. Like, you know, if there's a snake on the ground and you take like a pit, I don't know if it's a pitchfork, but if you take something and you put it down on them where they can't move their neck anymore, it almost cuts their neck off. I don't know what type of
instrument that would be, but almost like that, like it's a, you're able to stop things that the enemy is doing. It does have that function. So Lord, we thank you, Lord, just for not only harnessing the enemy, but it's really stopping him in his tracks, cutting it off. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the authority to trample on the serpent, Father, and the instrument that he has that aids him in it. Lord, we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, God, just for your protection to even surround him, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that his ministry and life unto you is fruitful, fruitful, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when we do that type of thing, especially like when we take out things of the enemy in that, like if you, I don't know, do you travel with work or do you
yes,
move?
I do.
Like,
yes,
okay,
every
I,
day.
Because I kind of see, oh, every day, okay, because I kind of seen that a little bit. And so, but when you do that, it is like, okay, so when you take things out in the spirit like that, because our
mm-hmm.
lives overlap, okay? And so the next person who's coming through in that area, you're actually taking care of something for the other brothers and sisters, even though they don't really know that you're there, you know, that you did that or you took care of it, you know?
Right.
And, yeah, it's the same thing as true. One time I was sharing, or not one time, but I don't know how recently, I've shared this maybe not too long ago, talking about, like, where you can go eat lunch and then where you're at the table and then actually bless it for the next person who, it's like stewarding the blessing and the presence of God and bless that table and the people and the conversation of the people that are going to come after you and sit there and participate, that they would have, you know, that the Holy Spirit would be present with them as well, you know, and it is a way of stewarding people who understand. I mean, anyone can pray that, but some people just have a certain release. When they release things of the Holy Spirit, you know, and then, like, if you came to eat lunch there later and you were actually doing your work or whatever, you know, and all of a sudden you had an idea or a creative solution. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that place in which you, you know, participate in, then it blesses you. And the same is true, you know, you're doing and the other believers are coming through, or even other people, and it's overlapping. Our lives are overlapping and how we serve the kingdom of God and how he directs our steps, you know. So I'm sure you'll meet the people in heaven, you know, who and the Lord will, you know, the Lord in the archives of heaven will show you how that affected things in the natural when you were just obedient in the supernatural, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, very cool. Yes, very cool.
Very cool. Wow. Yeah. No, I mean, it's just God's taking me on this deep dive. I guess curiosity, but digging into more of what the Holy Spirit's all about and what he's supposed to be in our lives. Just been reading a couple of great books about, Francis Chan's got a book called The Forgotten God about how the church neglects the Holy Spirit. And I went through it one time. And
wait,
maybe
can you tell me that book?
Of,
can you tell me that book again,
yeah.
Francis? What's
yeah,
the
yeah.
name of his book?
So, Francis Chan, if you're familiar with
yes.
him, but it's
yes,
called The Forgotten God. And the subtitle is something to, like, how we neglect the Holy Spirit in churches today. So
okay,
he's referring to the Holy
okay.
Spirit. Yeah.
Right.
It's an amazing book. So I literally, the minute I ended the last chapter, I turned around and started the first to read it again. But, yeah,
wow.
I mean, everything you say is just, like, you know, confirmation of God, you know, preparing me to, you know, when the preparing me to learn more and more about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit works and how important it is that we have no power without Him to do what we need to do. And it's
Yeah, and you know, really, thank you for sharing that book, too. I'm glad that you did because I wrote that down. You know, the best way to do it that I learned from the very beginning is that to cultivate hearing the voice of God or the Holy Spirit and just stepping out in that and even saying, Lord, I'm not sure if this is you, you know what I mean? But I don't want to neglect if it is you, but show me. I'm going to take a step of faith and I'm going to move in this direction or do this or whatever. But like you show me. And so then as I began taking that risk, and then I started learning more and more outwardly from my prayer closet into every aspect outside of that. Yeah. So that's how it started for me.
You've been doing that. Been doing that with me for almost 2 months now. That's exactly the process that's been going on.
Very good. Oh, that's great.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that is awesome. Yeah, no, thank you. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for doing what you do.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, take care. Okay, I have a few. Okay, my phone just jumped again. I don't know. So, okay. So I have a few more callers and online. So if you would like prayer, you would need to just push one on your keypad, and I'd be happy to open up your phone line. I do know that President Biden is going to do address the nation shortly. Oh, I guess it depends what time zone. We're all in different time zones, so I guess that changes things a little bit. It just dawned on me. So anyways, but it's just so good to be here and to be amongst you guys. So really, let me see if there's anything else on here that, or if anything, I can think of anything today, especially testimonies, you know, the Lord, it's just so good to hear and see different testimonies. So John and I have been talking a little bit about some end time stuff. You know, he's really, I really wish he would come on sometime. Maybe he will. But I could share some of that later because we were kind of mulching on something today. And so what I'm seeing the Holy Spirit do, because this was interesting, what I was seeing him do is that he was talking about something about end times, and then I kind of had this like revelation, and that's the thing that I was kind of like mulching on. So I have to look that up and I'll organize it and put it in order and kind of pray over it before I kind of speak on that. But also is that then he mentioned something about a pastor, and anyways, he just used a couple of sentences, and I actually had a dream about that pastor last night. Well, actually, okay, so he said this. He said he was talking, he mentioned something about the pastor and said something about he felt like after John had shared with the pastor his thoughts or whatever, that he was more humble, but the pastor became more humble in the way that he presented things to the congregation on that one particular topic that they had a conversation about. Okay, so very specific area there. Not that he was all of this or all of that, just that one specific thing. And so I said, yeah, I agree. I mean, I think so. I think I agree. And then my dream last night, though, had to do with this pastor and how he kind of humbled himself. But it was interesting that John really only used a couple sentences. And I said, wow, that's so wild. And so like, it's prophetic of you that you even said that. And I said, I don't want to, you know, say too much about my dream until I kind of pray on that with the Lord, because it was out of the blue for me. And then, what else? Let me see what my notes are here.
Okay. It looks like, I don't know if I, it looks like I only have 5 more minutes on the program. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, I see what I did. I chose 60 minutes. That's why. Okay. I guess I was like, felt like I was hurrying a little bit. Okay, so callers that are dialed in, if you would like prayer this evening, please press 1 on your keypad and I'll open up your phone line and I'll extend the program a little bit longer. Otherwise, I may just end early as well. But if you do want prayer or if you want to share a word or a testimony, something that God's doing in your life, a nugget, an insight, some manna that you were had today, I'd be happy to do that with you. We thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, Jesus' name. Okay, so the other thing, I want to change the time on this just so I don't get, I guess I just clicked an hour and I should have did the, okay. Okay. All right. It auto-corrected there. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, so how about we do a song? Yeah, because we are let's do this one. This one's
a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a I raise a hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Hey, as that song was going, I was praying and just thinking of the Ukrainian people again and wondering what time it was in the Ukraine. And it's actually Wednesday, the 2nd, March 2nd, and it's about 4 a.m. So, Father, we just pray over them, Lord, that you protect them even as they sleep. We just sing and release that song over them. In Jesus' name and the rest of this evening, Father, with your protection, your preservation. In Jesus' name, Lord, protect all the people, God, even the people there that are to serve in the humanitarian aid, God, even the reporters, Lord, all the people, Father, God, we ask for your protection upon them, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you moved in the hour and in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, God. And you are a God, that you are a God that is there. And, Lord, we ask for tyranny to be removed in Jesus' name, to be brought down in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for the people responding with courage and with great faith, Lord, and fortitude to move forward and to get out, Lord, in both nations, God, Russia and Ukraine. Father, we pray for the surrounding countries, Lord. We thank you for the fruitfulness, God, and the intrinsic value that every person has, Father God, because they're created in your image. And Lord, have mercy on the leader of Russia, and God, in Jesus' name. I do know his name, I just don't want to use it. So thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, have your mercy and have your way, God, in Jesus' name. Okay, so the first caller that had their hand up, the thing is 402-214. Good evening. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Deborah. It's Sharon in New York. Thank you.
Sharon, how are you?
Oh, you know, I was just a mess today. Anxiety, you know, picking up. The Ukrainian, I'm so glad you said that prayer. It's just breaking my heart. And the Russian people that are trying to stop it, you know, that are protesting and the, you know, even the soldiers who said they were lied to, and it's just so evil, everything. So thank
it
you
is.
For
well,
praying with me
yes,
on
I opened, I, yes, of course, and I did open with praying for the nation as well. So let me mute you for a second and pray for you. And Father, okay, there we go. Father, we thank you for the gift of prayer. Lord, we just bring Sharon to your altar, God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, just for your sovereignty over her life as well, God. And so I kind of see the Lord like opening a portal for you to see clearly, to see things clearly. And while, like, literally, if you were looking through a portal, you wouldn't be able to see the whole picture or the whole surrounding or the peripheral vision and what you needed, but you'd be able to get enough to get a glimpse, to gain understanding to what's happening. And when the Lord speaks to us and he shows us things, even, you know, even prophetically, when prophecy comes forth, that's still only in part, right? Even scripture that's canonized, that is prophetic scripture, you know, and it is still in part, you know. And so, Lord, I thank you, God, that when she sees this part, Lord, that that would be enough for her heart, God, that would be imparted into her heart, Father God, as she sees that, Lord, and knowing that it's your sovereignty, God, and what you show us and what you reveal and how we understand it, God. And I thank you, Lord, for just the understanding, God, that you are unshakable. You have an unshakable kingdom, and you are unchanging in all of your ways, Lord, and that we can lean upon you because you certainly are that rock. God, you are the rock in the center of it. God, you are the Petra and the Petrus, Father God, that you create us as living stones, Lord, and that we imitate you, Lord, and take upon your virtues and your character and follow Jesus, Lord. So I thank you for Sharon for doing that, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, even actually for your view of where you're looking for answers, where you're looking for like solitude, where you're looking for the Lord to respond to you. We thank you, Lord, that she would be even found, as your word says at times, looking up, Lord, that it was very distinctive what people would look up and look to you, Father. So I thank you, Lord, that you would just open that portal of heaven and that portal of understanding to speak to her, Father God, that is like her bedrock, Lord, and settles things within her when she looks to you, God. And again, we thank you for your sovereignty, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And yeah, like, so all other, I'm sensing you standing on the rock, and all other ground is sinking sand, you know, but the rock sustains us and lifts us up. So thank you.
Wow. That's very great. Thank you so much, Deborah. Thank you, Lord. Deborah, would you pray for my daughter and her family, my
Absolutely.
Grandchildren?
Sure. What's your daughter's name? I'm sorry.
Dana. Dana?
Dana. Okay. Dana. Uh-huh. Okay. How many grandchildren do you have?
I have 4.
Awesome. Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Father, Lord, we thank you for Sharon's daughter, Dana, Lord, and her 4, they're all not Dana's children, are they? Or no, I'm assuming they're not.
Yes, they are. Yes.
Oh, they are. Okay. I thought maybe they were. I was missing someone, is why I stopped. So, Lord, we thank you for Dana, Lord, and the grandchildren, Lord, and her children, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we lift up Dana to you, God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, God, and that the Lord, like, nourishing her, spiritually nourishing her. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that spiritually she, spiritually, God, you would nourish her, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that the things of this world and her surroundings and her outward circumstances and situations would not cause her to become like malnutrition in the spirit. God, that you would nourish her, God, and supply for her, God. I thank you, Lord, that she would, as we all are really, Lord, but grow in the understanding of that your grace is sufficient for her, even in her weakness, God, that you are made strong, God, that she would learn, God, and you would show her, Lord, how to rely and depend and to trust on you, God, and to lean into you, God, with her weakness, Lord, that she might see where your strength is, God. And I know we're all learning that as a profound thing that the Lord supplies for us, and we're all learning it in various manners and in various ways, Lord. But I ask that for her, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for her children. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you that she prays for her children. God, in fact, I was going to call them nuggets, you know. I was going to call her children nuggets, you know. I know that's an affectionate term sometimes people call it children.
Right.
But then I seen like golden nuggets, and then it was, you know, that they're golden, you know, because they're precious and priceless to God. And But then what came to me was that Job, when it says Job came forth, as when Job came forth and then he prayed, when he prayed for his friends, then he received double. And so I see her receiving as she, something about like praying and blessing her children and really like almost like, I know there's something there of the release and the exchange that happens. Even with her, and I don't know if it is this binding and loosening thing, like I don't know if there's certain things with keys or whatever, But I'm seeing an exchange happen where she, when she blesses them, then, you know, things get released to her as well, you know. So we just thank you, Lord, for the function of this and growing them up, Father God, and preserving their faith in these grandchildren, God. We thank you for preserving their faith, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for the things, because really when we have faith inside of us, it's like nobody really can, I know it's given from the Lord, but also nobody can touch your faith, literally. And we thank you, Lord, that you've overcome the world, Lord, and to show them, God, that they follow you, they have the power to overcome this world as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, thank you so much. Deb?
Yep.
Okay. My first grandson, it was just, it's just really weird things I've been praying about. My son was murdered. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And most of my life, my adult life, random people and priests and have told me to, you know, look at Job, to compare my life with Job. And it was 3 years exactly when my first grandchild was born, and I called him Nugget.
Oh, my.
And,
oh, my
yes.
goodness. I'm blown away.
Yeah, and this is why I'm telling you, because I have, you know, I don't believe in reincarnation, but
right.
there was something really special about him. He came into this world knowing everyone. I mean, as a baby, he knew. He knew my father. He knew everyone,
wow.
and he called me Mama. And did some things, and then I was separated from him, which about, I've never seen a child so distraught, except my own son. I've been praying about that a lot because, you know, I mean, he told me he was only about, I'd say, two, not quite two. And he was sitting at this little table I had for him, and he looked at me, he said, you know, your mom's going to die soon. And I snapped at him. And poor thing, I've never snapped at him, but he didn't even know what that meant.
Yeah.
But see, he used to say things to me that were coming right out of God's mouth. Okay.
Mm.
He was outside playing in his baby pool. And I was outside having a cigarette. And he said to me, Grammy, God says you're not supposed to smoke outside. And I thought I was going to choke because I only God and I know that he said that to me. You know, a little child doesn't know that. And he didn't say I'm not supposed to smoke. He just said I'm not supposed to smoke outside. Nobody knew that but God.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's really weird. Yeah, he calls, and I had two children. Oh, my God, now I'm getting chills. I had two children, my daughter Dana and then Jared, and now I have four grandchildren.
So you got doubled.
Yeah, that's that duplication, which – I didn't connect until right this second.
Wow.
But, yeah. That's really, Deb, you are really, you are, what? Did
that's
I call
fine.
You Debbie?
Yeah, that's, but my husband calls me that, so that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Either side, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It just came out like that because it's endearing. You are very connected. I really appreciate God using you to speak.
Wow. Well, wow. I mean, I am floored and blown away. And, you know, I was going to, the whole time I was thinking nugget. And I thought, that is too, like, personable. Like, I would maybe call, you know what I mean? I thought, well, maybe that's too personal. But then it just kept getting stronger and stronger. And that's why I said, I want to say nugget. But I was like, I didn't know if that was just,
right.
You know.
And to this day, he's 13 now. And,
okay.
You know, we're not anywhere near close like we were, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of been pulled away from me, but I was watching him play basketball last year or the year before COVID. And I said, you know, way to go, Nugget. I still call him Nugget. And my youngest grandson and my granddaughter, they started to refer to him as Nugget. Because I call him Nugget. I mean, it was a long time. I remember somebody asking me his name, and I didn't know. I didn't remember because he was, I always called him Nugget. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you for sharing that. Wow, that's amazing. Well, praise God for him. Just whatever he's doing in his life, man, he's really going deeper with you. And, blessing you. So, wow, praise the Lord.
I just don't want to, you know, I want to be able to do something good, but I really appreciate that portal because I've had a lot going on, you know, and I was praying the other day and I saw something and I don't know, it was saw a person, you know, a profile of a person, and it was very clear, crystal clear. Don't have any idea who it was. It was just their face, you know, the side of their face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was so clear that I could see the designs of the color of their eyes. You know, that's how clear it was. And I was thinking, okay, their brown eyes. I didn't know this person. I don't know this person.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, the eyes started to become hollow and black. So that told me that this person was demonic.
Mm-hmm.
That the other appearance was fake. And I don't know why or except I asked who was doing this stuff to me. And that's, you know, I mean, I'd asked that before. I did not right at that moment. But
you can still ask the Lord to reveal, to reveal his truth and what he wants. Lord, this is what I've seen. This is what I've seen. This is what I know. What more do you want to reveal to me? What are you speaking truth to me? Because I don't understand. You know, and I used to say, I think because I learned here from Randy, is, you know, I would say, Lord, I'm just a simple girl. Speak to me plainly, right? And and then I would just wait for, I would wait for him to show me what it is he wanted me to know, you know, I'm like, because this is confusing, or, you know what I mean, like, if it was confusing or whatever, but just being completely honest.
No, I know exactly.
But sincerely, but sincerely and genuinely seeking the Lord for more, like, Lord, if this is what I've seen, I believe, you know, like, I don't understand, what does that mean, like, can you show me, and it's fascinating what he'll use to unlock, like his truth and his information and reveal, show you how, like when he starts speaking to you and in different ways, like when he starts to unlock things in a different way. And,
right. Well, I do. I appreciate that. Because I have been praying for clarity because I have had, you know, I guess you call them inner illusions. I mean, I've been shown things before in my prayer, only to find out, you know, I realized it right away, it wasn't God showing it to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was Satan pretending to be God. And so I don't want that.
Right, of course.
So I, you know, I have to be clear because, you know, he's pretty cagey. He showed himself to me as Jesus crucified on the cross. And I was so shocked, you know. His head was down, you know, but he was on the cross. And, you know, I was so shocked. I've never seen Jesus before. And, you know, all of a sudden he lifted his head, looked at me, and said, where's your peace now? And as soon as he said that, I knew it wasn't Jesus. Jesus doesn't talk like that. He would never say that. And so I was able to, you know, come right back at it, you know, and say, Jesus is my peace. And then it went away. But,
you know that, to me that, wait, let me interject something here. That feels like a mocking spirit to me. So I don't know if the enemy tries to speak to you in ways that are mocking, but I would take authority. I would take authority over that when you pray, when you're in the word or whatever, and maybe use your keys to bind that mocking spirit from entering, you know, and really,
oh my gosh, you know, that even, is exactly what it is.
And
I've
maybe
had this
even
going
before,
on for years.
Yeah, maybe even before you pray or the atmosphere in your home and just playing really soft praise music, you know. It doesn't even have to be loud enough for you to hear it, but for your natural ear to hear it, but the spiritual ear will hear it and clear the atmosphere. And I would just begin doing that and just driving that thing out, you know, that that mocking spirit, and use your keys to take authority over it. And, you know, you're not participating. And then just clean, you know what I mean, spiritually clean house, if that was in your bloodline somewhere, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's what that feels like. And so, but you can be free from that because Christ is already, you know, like if it's a familiar spirit is somewhere in your bloodline for some reason, but definitely do the things I just said, and I think that will really help. So,
well, I appreciate it so much, Deborah.
I'm gonna jump on to another caller here before we.
Okay.
End. Yeah. Well, thank you, and thank you for sharing that testimony. That was powerful stuff, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Deb.
Well, all right. Okay. God bless you. Bye. Okay. I think some computer stuff tonight. Okay. Let me go to the next caller. 972-365. Good evening.
Hello, Sister Deborah. This is Rhonda from Texas.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Yeah. Well, let me pray for you. Thank you for having your friend. Was that your friend, Krishan, was your friend?
Yes, ma'am. And she's been going through a lot, and she didn't even get prayer for herself. So I wanted you to pray for her as well. So she's been going through a lot.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for saying so. Let me pray for her first, and then I'll pray for you, okay?
Okay.
So, Lord, we thank you for Krishan, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord, and just bring her to your altar, God. We thank you for your word of encouragement to her, God. I see the Lord like saturating her, like she's a sponge and just soaking in the living water, and being able to retain it, not to be too quick to wring herself out, if you will, but to just really soak that in the living water. So we thank you, God, for saturating her, God, with your living water, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Father, that just every pore and crevice and function within her spirit and within her soul that needs that refreshing, God, and needs just even that baptism, maybe like it's a baptism of the Holy Spirit or infilling of the Holy Spirit to baptize her with living waters. God, we thank you, Lord, for filling her, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for every preparation, Lord, that you do and that you make on her behalf, Lord. We thank you, God, that you supply. You supply, Father, and it doesn't run dry, God, with you. It doesn't run dry, God. And I thank you, Lord, that as she is before you, Lord, that she can, Lord, know that you can carry her burdens, God, that she can cast her care upon you, God, that you will sustain her. And your word says, I believe it's Isaiah 55, that you will never allow the righteous to be moved, God. So I thank you, Lord, that even though we know what she shared this evening, what's happening with her family and her grandchildren and the situation with her daughter, Lord. But Father, I pray, Lord, that she would release it unto you, God, and that casting all of her care, God, that you would sustain her, Lord, and not permit her to be moved, God. So we thank you, Lord, for your mighty right hand that reaches out to her, God, and even immediately, like I've just said that the right hand, you know, when we read about Peter getting out of the boat and he was sinking, even immediately, it says immediately God reached out his hand. And may you just respond immediately to the Lord, immediately that he will be there to sustain you and to uphold you and to saturate you. And, you know, maybe that's partly where she's being saturated is that place of getting out of the boat, getting out of a place of her comfort zone. But know that you're not sinking. You're actually, you know, in the living water. It's a living water that you're in. And he's immediately there to help you and to sustain you and to cause you not to be moved in Jesus' name. Thank you, Krishan. And thank you, Brenda. I'm sorry, I apologize for because when I was praying a family prayer, I was thinking she was covered in there. In my mind, I know she was covered in there, but I didn't specifically pray for her, so thank you for having me do that. And Lord, we lift up Brenda to you, Father God, in Texas. God, we thank you for her, God, and her heart to minister before both God and man. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you. You know, so as I said that, what I thought of was Second Corinthians 4:2, but at the latter part of that verse, it talks about that we go to great pains, you know, or efforts to have a clear conscience between both God and man. And I see you doing that, which is actually really precious. It's a really good thing. It's like cleaning, not only just cleaning the inside of your cup, but even like, it's even more precious than that. Okay. And it's not that anything, that's probably not a good analogy because I think when that was spoken was something else that it's not, which I'm not referring to. So it's probably not a good parallel, but it is, you know, to always be honest and clearing your way, clearing your conscience between both God and man. God can really use you, and it's very profound how a spirit of truth, right? Because Roman talks about do not suppress the spirit of truth, but because then we're deceived and stuff. So the spirit of truth, when we allow this truth to expand in us, its will and its way, there is even like a greater anointing and a greater presence and effectiveness that comes forth for the kingdom of God because we're so clean, we're so pure, we hear quicker, we respond faster, you know, and we want to be right. We want to be right. We don't want anything lingering that doesn't have peace on it, that doesn't have, you know, doesn't have the Spirit of God on it. Between relationships as well. So I thank you, Lord, for doing that. But in that verse earlier, it talks about, so I said all that to say these manifestations of truth. So I thank you, Lord, for bringing her these manifestations of truth, God, in Jesus' name. Almost like the Lord is gives them to you, you know, in your mind or deposited, however they are, and then you see them unfold before you. Like you are actually participating with the word, but then this truth becomes to unfold even before you. So I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, and I'm not even sure I understand completely the understanding of the manifestations of truth written in that particular scripture. And like all of its meaning and all of its faceted things, but that's what I see there. And also that the Lord is like framing, he's framing truth so you can see outside of what truth is, like that's outside of truth and it's framed up for you. And so I thank you, Lord, for bringing things into the light, for bringing these manifestations of truth in her life, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the word of God and the Rhema word and the spirit of God upon her life, God. And we thank you, Lord, that she lives a life, Lord, to have a clear conscience before both God and man, Lord, which is sound character, steadfastness, and trusting in the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, just for the establishment of that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. That word was rich. Rich word.
Amen. Yeah, yes, very cool.
I have one more prayer request. We have a supervisor at work that's in the hospital. I don't know his name, but we call him AJ because he's from Nigeria. So I don't know his Nigerian name, but we call him AJ, and I just wanted you to say a prayer for him.
Okay. Okay, Father, we just lift up AJ to you, Father. We ask for your healing, Lord, touch to come to him, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you send forth, your word, Lord, to heal him, God, and to give him freedom, Lord, within his physical body, Lord, and in his spirit as well, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, just for covering him and ministering to him. Lord, send even your angels, Lord, to be there, God, that he would sense the presence of the Lord. And I thank you, Father, I don't know if he has salvation, Lord, but he, I pray for, by means of these angels, Lord, would minister even truth of salvation to him, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, for even the nurses and the aides and those who, doctors that are helping him, Father God, that they themselves would be Christians, Lord, and that they would demonstrate Christ's character, release the view, Christian views, Lord, be with the season, their words with grace unto him, Father, in Jesus' name, and we ask you to restore his health. God, restore his health and restore, like, the core of his body, God, to strengthen that and to heal him, Lord, and to draw him forth, Lord. Let it be strengthened, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deborah. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too. Okay, God bless. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, friends, we have a couple more callers before we end tonight. So I'm opening up 334-590. Good evening. Where are you calling from?
Oh, Jayla.
Jayla?
Yes.
Okay, hi. Well, I haven't talked to you in a while, but remind me where you're from.
I'm from Alabama, originally from New York.
You're in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Okay, Father, we thank you for Jayla, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for ministering to her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bring her to your altar, God, in Jesus' name, God. I thank you, Lord. So thank you, Lord, how you're speaking, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you crown her, that you crown her with your beauty and your goodness, Lord, and honor. God, I thank you that one day, Lord, that she will give this crown. She'll return it to you, Father, Lord, but with great joy and great respect, Father. And I thank you, Lord, just for what you've crowned her with, Lord. I pray that she would use that with dignity, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that she can walk uprightly with this crown on, God, and that you even teach her to walk in it, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that it is received. It is received, Lord, Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So within this crown, there is a, like, your purpose. There's a purpose that you carry with that for, and, you know, ultimately all that we do, this is why the Lord has us going in various ways and various degrees, is so that we will bring him glory in whatever it is that we're doing as we go about our day, where we live, where we work, you know, where we shop, you know, where we, you know, all the transactions that we make, that we be a light and a glory for his name, an encouragement to our brothers and sisters along the way. And, but there is a purpose in that which causes you to have this influence to be crowned, and it's creating an influence for you and a voice. And sometimes when the Lord calls us to do things that are, that maybe we haven't had somebody model that well before us, or understood what that looked like, hadn't had a really good example, not that it hadn't happened or that we're lacking anything because we hadn't seen it or anything, but sometimes we don't understand really the full capacity or the full nature of what the Lord's bestowed us with. And so, I guess responsibility and the influence of actually stepping into that. And so I just want to encourage you to, whatever that influence thing is, there's a type of influence that's on you because what he's crowned you with. Let me just see if I can find it. I know there's a type of dignity, like I'm seeing very much dignity. Okay, let me change this version because I don't want to read it in the let me read it in the New King James. Oh wow, this is so wild. So I put in the word crown in the New King James, and there's 77 verses for that. That's just so wild. Okay, because there was something about the number 7 the Lord was showing me. Anyways, so this one here, the first one that comes up in James 1:12, it says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive a crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him." And so in the Amplified, though, before I switched it over, it says a victor's crown. And so I thank you, Lord, that she wears a victor's crown, God. And there's dignity on it. And there is, again, you are walking upright with the Lord. There's dignity. It's his righteousness that you're carrying. And there's a sense of influence that comes with it, almost like if you were crowned like in a pageant or like Miss America or something like that, the influence that comes with it. And you are to be a voice. And I'm not sure how this, and when I say voice, it's however you're demonstrating how you carry Christ and what he's placed upon you to those around you. So certainly we use our natural voice. Sometimes it can be written. And sometimes it can be a place of like, I say it in the sense of where you sit at the table. But what I mean is like, okay, so if you spearhead with these people, that your voice matters at that table. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like if you were on a board of directors or something like in that sense, or in the workplace even. Yeah, like that, that matters. And so there is something on you. There's something on you because it's, I mean, you could maybe look up crown more. I don't know. Let me see. Okay.
Peter says we'll receive a crown of glory that will not fade away. Okay. Yeah. So anyways, but that's what I see. So praise the Lord. That's really cool.
Amen. Amen. I feel like what you're saying.
Hold on before you say that. Now I remember. I just remembered another part. Sometimes when we don't see that, we don't have that example before us, it could almost feel like we're alone in it and we're not sure how to carry it, and we can put stuff on us that's too heavy. And it's because we're supposed to be releasing something. So I just want to encourage you to, one, seek the Lord about it, because certainly if it's a gift from him, I would ask him how you're supposed to demonstrate this, how you're supposed to, instead of it, and that you of course want to honor him in it. And then if there's anyone else in your life that if you can ask him either, even if there's anyone that you can gain wisdom and counsel from as you carry this out for him,
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's literally, that's so crazy. You're hitting on everything that I was calling basically to get prayer for. Like, it's just, I feel like right now, especially the whole purpose of me moving here, it's been revealed to me like piece by piece, but ultimately it's like I can tell that God has put me in here to really like draw out my gifts and stuff. Like, I can't run from it anymore. And mm-hmm. I feel like it's getting to the point where my gifting, the fact that I can't, and I guess it's in my head, I can't express them, or I can't, like, get all of my giftings out in the way that I want to truly. So it kind of, like, my giftings kind of feel like a burden at times. And, like, when I try to seek guidance and things like that from, certain people, like, that's the thing as well. I don't really have, like, that big of a family. My mom's not really here, so I don't really, have that next line of communication for real, for wisdom all the time, outside of, like, me having spiritual guidance. And, mm-hmm. So it's been hard and trying to do that. And even with that, it's like people don't necessarily understand past that, like, what God is calling me to do. It's kind of weird because everybody like points out my gifting, but at the same time, it's like everybody wants me to do something different with it. Like, everybody has something to say. Like, I think you should use your gift for this, or you should do this with that. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot, and trying to have clarity and understanding, because I am starting to really see, as well as you mentioned, like, influence. It's crazy. Like, I'm noticing, like, within my friend groups, within, just in different situations, even, like, workplace and stuff like that, it's, like, people look to me for, like, what I say or how I think in different things, it matters, and it can influence people and how they do different things. And I just find that so interesting that, it's almost like a role of leadership when people are looking to you and influenced by the things that you're doing. And it's kind of hard, though, because, like, when you're seeking, guidance, it's kind of hard for you to look around and try to get that, so that's something
that I
definitely...
Yeah, you do need to draw on the Lord. That's pretty cool, though, and praise God for that, and where he's bringing you and what he's doing, and that it's starting to take shape and you're seeing it be developed, and, inwardly and outwardly, that's awesome. And I would just say, someone said to me one time at a church that I went to with my gift was seeing, anyways, she said, well, don't turn your gift inward like you're carrying it and it's your responsibility, And she said, if God has gifted you with this, roll it back on him. He's responsible for the gift that he's given you. And so roll that back on him. Don't take that inwardly and, like, internalize it on yourself, like in your own soul. Have your spirit and be in connection with him and roll. And that was really, really a very sound, good piece of advice that anyone gave me with the gift, and not to, hey, Lord, so, and we're working in conjunction with him and in through that, and learning between our spirit and our soul. Yeah. So, and there might be just certain, you know, the reason why is because he doesn't want anybody else's voice to influence you more than his voice right now, you know?
Mm. Wow. That's so crazy you said that, because literally, like, I just got off social media because I just kept feeling like, I was like, I don't want to be influenced by anybody. And it's, wow, that's, I didn't understand, because, like, in different, like, the creative fields and stuff that I do, it's like, you want to be in the know, you know, it's just like with different, like, fashion and beauty. It's like Milan Fashion Week and everything is going on. So it's like, why would I get off of social media when it's just so much, you know, going on,
mm-hmm.
and stuff that I can be in the know about? And it's like, God is like, I don't want you to be influenced. So for you to say that, that's just even more confirmation that, wow, that I'm truly hearing from him and, you know, going about it in the right way, because it's been feeling very lonely and confusing, trying to understand what's going on, you know, how he's using each different piece of, you know, what's going on in my life. So, wow.
Yeah. And I think that I would, I don't know if it's called a mind map. I don't always, I mean, I take a lot of notes and stuff, but the mind mapping mm-hmm. isn't sometimes always, for some reason I want to say mind mapping to you, so I don't know if that works for you or not, but just writing out like what your gifts are and some of the things that I just see like writing your gifts out, and then the things that people have said to you, like in that particular gift, like, oh, you should use your gift in this way, and mm-hmm. and like listing all those things out and just asking the Lord, what do you want me to see here? Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, what do you want mm-hmm. me to see? And then what do you want me to see in this, you know, or how am I to use this? Is this you? Is your breath on any of these words, you know?
Right.
And just kind of put it before him and let him speak to you and cultivate it, you know? And mm-hmm. it's certainly not a rush, you know what I'm saying? But, mm-hmm. yeah.
I'm definitely going to do that, because it helped, like, writing things out helps me, and I feel like kind of praying about it, you know, kind of guided me into this place. So, like, taking a practical approach, you know,
yeah.
on top of the spiritual, I feel like that will help me a lot, you know, with anxiety and
yeah.
really trying to figure everything out. Wow. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome, and God bless you. And I just looked at the time, so I do need to run, but thank you. God bless you. That was awesome. Thanks. Okay. Bye. Hey, so I have, here we go. I have one more caller. So 323-527, who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Frida, Los Angeles.
Okay. Were you waiting for Randy? Because if you were, I can, or no.
No, I'm waiting for you.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. I'm going to close your mic, and then I'm going to pray for you, and then I actually have to end the show. So I'm sorry I don't get to talk to you anymore, but that's
okay.
What I'm going to have to do tonight. So thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Frida. Okay, thank you. Sorry. So, Father, I thank you for Frida, Lord. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Something like a, what is that? Like a, not an accent, but a, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord, in Jesus' name. It's like a French thing, like a French, like cafe, not accent, not that, I don't know what that thing is called, like a, not a hyphen thing, but a, so Lord, we just thank you, Lord, whatever, it's something to do with language. So Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for fellowship with you. Lord, I don't know if the Lord's just speaking a different language to you. Like when you fellowship with him, like it's becoming like more sophisticated and a different type of language. You know, the Lord does do that sometimes when he's moving around. He just shows us, you know, he's just very fascinating person. So Lord, I just thank you for that, Lord. And I just thank you. And I'm seeing you even dressed and very like at a tea at a French, like I don't know if it's a bakery or tea thing, eating outside, like where they eat outside at the little round tables. And so it's very sophisticated, very like culture, okay, adapting to that culture. And so I don't know if there's something there, but more of a fellowship with like the Holy Spirit, because I see you enjoying, you know, like a cup of tea, and I don't really see who's with you, but it is almost like this presence as if, you know, he is with you and that he will meet with you, literally, you know, sit with you and meet with you, but you're pondering even his presence while you're there. So I think you guys, just for the atmosphere, for the language, and for the culture, God, of how you speak to her, God, and how you cover her, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank you that she prepares herself well, Lord, that she adapts even to the changes, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just pray that you would delight her heart and cover her with your grace, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you, everyone. And sorry, I went over. Sorry.